responding to these charges. Here's one. Metaphor. Clement of Alexandria uses metaphor to represent Christianity. Christ is like a musician who tames and heals troubled souls. Here's another, exposition. Through an explanation of the Old and New Testaments, Clement also shows how the God of the Bible was superior to the idols and Greek gods. Another, point-by-point refutation. In his work, Contra Celsus, Origen counters an anti-Christian tract titled True Doctrine by Celsus. Point by point, Origen responds to Celsus's accusations of Christians. Here are three highlights from Origen's point by point refutation. One, in light of Jesus's high moral character, it is very unlikely that he would lie about his virgin birth in order to avoid the shame of his accused illegitimacy. Two, it is unfair to demand a level of historical verification of particular biblical events that is not expected to prove the reality of certain events in Greek history, like the Trojan War. Three, Moses' description of God are often anthropomorphic portrayals of God and should not be taken in a slavishly literal way. And another point, commutative case. Eusebius, an early church historian, uses a commutative case for Christianity in his work, The Proof of the Gospel. He argues for the antiquity of Christianity by connecting it to the Old Testament patriarchs. He demonstrates the validity of Christianity by showing how the New Testament fulfilled Old Testament prophecies. From the New Testament, Eusebius presents several arguments in support of Christianity. One, the loftier morality of Jesus Christ. Two, the superiority of the gospel to Greek philosophy. Three, the miracles of Jesus. And four, the credibility of the apostles as witnesses to miracles, in particular, the miraculous resurrection of Jesus. And another argument, sarcasm. Eusebius also uses sarcasm to make the point that it would hardly make any sense for the apostles to invent and adhere to a fantastical claim that they knew would inevitably lead to their demise. Similarly, in The City of God, Augustine uses irony to turn the tables against those who deny the existence of miracles. His argument is that if Christianity was so successful all over the world without miracles, that itself would be a miracle. And another, dialogue. Marcus Minucius Felix, in his work Octavius, depicts an imaginary conversation between a Christian, a pagan, with himself as a judge. Thus, by means of dialogue, Minucius presents Christianity to cultured Romans. And another, paradox. Tertullian used paradox to defend the mystery of God. He claimed the following, the Son of God was crucified. I am not ashamed because a man must needs be ashamed of it. And the Son of God dies. It is by all means to be believed because it is absurd. And another, desire. In his Confessions, Augustine claimed that deep desire is evidence for God. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. And another, faith and reason. While Augustine's approach to apologetics is often subjective and psychological, he also uses rational arguments to establish the